Iraq is living under the terror of non-state-owned groups, a terrorist group called Daesh. The Iraqi forces are pushing Daesh out of some areas like Ramadi, Fallujah, soon Mosul. The job of Hamas is to make sure that after the fighting is over and Daesh is pushed out, people can come back home. And right now, if they come back home, they will die in their homes because the homes are booby-trapped. You have explosive hazards hidden in the homes, hidden on the roads, hidden in the gardens, in hospitals, in schools, everywhere they are. So it is important because this country has been suffering, like other countries, from very specific terror attacks by Daesh. And so Iraq is not the only one. We have Syria, we have Libya coming up, where the Daesh operates the same way. You also have Mogadishu, Somalia, with the Shabab. You have Boko Haram in Africa operating according to the same things. What they want is really instill terror in the hearts of the people, prevent the internationals from delivering assistance, and preventing the country from getting back to normal life.
Can you first explain what IED is for people who are not familiar with the term?
IEDs are explosive devices that are placed in urban residential areas in order to kill people. The only object of an IED is to create massive civilian casualties, create terror, and prevent the UN from deploying, prevent the population from coming back home. These IEDs can be in any shape or form. It is composed of a detonator, a trigger mechanism, an explosive charge, and that can be put in a can of soda, it can be put inside a teddy bear, it can be a grenade attached to a fridge door. I mean, everything is aimed at really hurting civilians and creating terror.
Why is it a very important issue?
Our mission at the United Nations is to make sure that stabilization efforts, the deployment of humanitarian convoys and humanitarian actors are not impeded by explosive hazards. So whether it is a landmine, whether it is a cluster munition, whether it is a suicide bomb or roadside bomb, our task as a UN entity specialized in these things is to make sure that this is diffused. It's also to make sure that the populations are educated to the risk, and it is to make sure that the governments of affected countries have programs of victim assistance for the victims who blow up after a car explodes or a suicide bomber hits them or when something is hidden in their homes.
How effective have your projects been now?
We have been able to survey over 250,000 square meters in Fallujah. We have destroyed so far in Fallujah, which has been liberated only recently, we've destroyed over 1,800 explosive hazards. We were able to prevent our colleagues from UNHCR and others from dying when we found IEDs on their path. So we've been pretty effective. We are educating IDPs, displaced people in refugee camps. We are giving them the basic education that will help them not do the wrong thing when they get back home.